The Tom Likas Show.
It's tart, it's sweet, it's wet.
What is it?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
It's a pineapple.
Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. And here in the studio, as he is every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for a live conversation, you call it and talk with him, is our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Always good to see you.
Hey, Tom. Great to be here.
What's going on in your world? You're a very busy boy, I hear.
I was really looking forward to the show this week, Tom.
Is that because you needed a rest from going into court, or because you enjoy the show that
much? I'm not sure if this is so restful, Tom. I'll let you know.
I understand.
It's a little stressful, too, you know?
I understand. We have got... First of all, we're starting off with the phone lines are smoking.
All right.
It's really insane.
I love it.
And we have calls coming from other countries. It's kind of crazy. But let's talk a little bit about the... First of all, we had this guy who called in earlier, and you know what we're talking about, David, who lives in the suburbs, if you can call them that, of Jerusalem, Israel, who's calling in.
They have suburbs.
And well, I know they do, but nobody thinks of Israel as being cities and suburbs. They think of it as being that biblical place with a wailing wall, you know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? And in reality, Israel has an awful lot of American-looking suburbs and, you know, tract homes, the rest of it.
I got to say, Tom, I dated quite a few Israelis myself.
How'd that go?
And I even married one.
How'd that go?
Pretty intense. Pretty intense. What can I say? I
can
tell you how they won all those wars, Tom.
Yeah.
The natural fighters.
They're all veterans of the military, and they're required to keep an Uzi in the closet.
I think you had a long thing going on with an Israeli woman, as I
did.
Recall.
3.5 years.
Oh, there you go. That's
yes.
an experience. You pick up some Hebrew there?
Picked up a little bit of Hebrew. And, you know, and then, by the way, I was a bad boy in that relationship. I was a very bad boy.
I don't believe it. Not you, Tom.
Yeah. No, I was very, very bad. I did not this is one case where just... She was okay. I did not deserve. She did not deserve what she got.
All right.
I'll be the first to say
that happens sometimes. Too.
It does happen sometimes.
Tom, I got to tell you, I have to talk about this week. I've had a couple of these now. You know, this is something from motivational speakers. I was watching Shallow Hal. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did with Uma Thurman.
No, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I have an advantage on you because I saw it just last week.
Okay,
but,
yes. I don't remember. I remember the movie.
He gets stuck in the elevator with Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins, like, hypnotizes him that every fat chick looks good to him because he's seeing what's on the inside rather than the outside appearance.
Really?
Yeah. Well, anyway, there was this line. I don't think that Robbins is the one who started it, but the idea was that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again expecting different results, you know?
Yes.
And I've actually had several this week. It's amazing, Tom. After all of the ignoring and trying to deal with it, guys that finally pull the trigger and they get me to file for the divorce.
Right.
I file it. We go through serving, all these different processes. And then they call me about a month or two later and they say, I want you to dismiss it. We reconciled. And then they call me about a year after that. Same problem, except everything's 10 times worse.
Really?
And there are some people that just do that. And that there's this thing. I remember this very well from high school. There was this crazy couple that, like, broke up and got back together and broke up and got back together, like, 500 times. You had that at your school, right, Tom?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
It's classic, right?
Yeah.
So this is sort of like the adult version of this. And I was also thinking, you were talking about guys that were telling you, I don't need a prenuptial agreement. Because, you know, I don't have anything anyway. And you always used to say, well, listen, you know, how do you know you're never going to have anything? Are you predicting your future?
You know, you're being very nice in repeating that story, Adam. What I usually say is, so let me understand this. You're going to be a loser for the rest of your life.
Tom, I was trying to say it. I was trying to be a little more kind.
I'm trying to be honest.
What's amazing is...
Not only do I have nothing now, but I'm going to have nothing for the next 50 years.
I'm talking to guys, Tom, that have something. I talked to a guy who owns an apartment building. I've got these guys that own different kinds of businesses. You know, a business is a little more esoteric. It's hard to know sometimes what they're worth or what your law practice is worth. But this guy has a building, an apartment building. It's a very specific thing. And what's really unfortunate is that they do so little to protect themselves. It's amazing. And what there's a thing when you do a con, which is called the bust out, which means that you're the con artist and your plan is to raise a certain amount of money and get a certain amount of people, and then you're going to break out and disappear. That's sort of like the day that you take all the money and go. And it really seems like women are actually thinking this way. They're actually thinking, I got to wait for the kids to be school age. I got to wait for X number of dollars to be set aside. And then they do the bust out. And then that's when they file for the divorce. And what's amazing is they're so organized about it that they obviously were planning it for years.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be what happened to David, the caller earlier.
Yeah.
In that this woman was systematically taking all of his cash.
Unbelievable.
And no one knows where it went or how it got. Oh. But by the way, he wouldn't put his money in the bank. He would just, like, hide it, as he put it, somewhere where she would never find it.
Yeah,
well, guess
right
what?
On.
She found every penny of it and took it.
If she lives with you, she knows where you're hiding your porn and everything else.
Right.
Okay? Please.
How about toddling on down to the bank? I know they've got them in Israel. How about you toddle on down to one and put the money in there?
Well, sounds like he beat the money with the taxes, but then he lost it anyway to her.
Right.
What's amazing to me, and you see this now, and I'm just seeing this all the time, you have this, and you've talked about this, where you have a guy who literally thought he was happy for the past 5 or 10 years, thought the relationship was, you know, pretty good, and actually the whole entire time the wife was counting the days until her green card was, you know, without the condition, until she got her parents over, until she was in a position to take the house from him. I've got a guy right now, the wife just served him with a restraining order that includes what's called a kick-out order, which means literally the police came to the door and said, you got 5 minutes to get out. So he had to move out of his own house. She's now in there. She has her parents living there. She has some members of her family from overseas coming to live there. And he's paying the mortgage, paying all the bills for the house, but he can't live there because she's terrified of him. He's a stalker. But she only noticed that, you know, he was a stalker this week.
Right.
For the past 5 or 10 years, things were pretty much okay.
I'm always amazed. I ask that question all the time. You know, people complaining about somebody turning out to be an alcoholic.
Yes,
doing like
turning out
quotes.
To be. Big surprise.
He turned out to be a drinker. He turned out to be a drug addict. He turned out to be. It's like, you can't tell me that you didn't have a clue that somebody was a boozer or an addict. You can't tell me there wasn't a symptom somewhere along the way. Come on.
Well, it's one thing, you know, for you and I, let's say, that we work together or we're friends or whatever we're doing together. I mean, I know some of your quirks, but when you live with someone, I mean, like, even if you were my roommate, but especially in a relationship with a man and a woman where you're really in the same residence and so forth, after a few months or whatever, you know everything there is to know. In fact, yeah, I think Chris Rock had a whole routine about how you get really frustrated and bored by the other person because you know everything. And I just talked to a woman today who's telling me that her husband turned out to be crazy and he was dishonest and he did all these things to her. And she literally says, you know, he was just such a good actor. And it's like she was with him for like 15 or 16 years
such
or something.
Bullshit. Oh,
it is
my.
Such nonsense. I said to her, you know, you had your reasons. You were getting some benefits, whatever it was, and you were willing to overlook certain things. And it's amazing. I'll tell you, Tom, I had a guy in the past month whose wife was a prostitute, okay? She was literally running ads on Craigslist, okay, having sex with men, and he knew, okay, except she was coming home with the bankroll every couple of days, all right?
So he was okay with it for a while.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been, okay? As long as she shared the money and he could buy stuff, it was all right. I got guys with the wife is just this unbelievable cheat. Okay, where she's just been fooling around with one boss, usually her boss, by the way. Usually have these career girls, these working women, and they're screwing their coworker, they're screwing their boss or whatever. And she's this very religious Catholic, okay? And get this, Tom, she got pregnant by the boss.
Amazing.
And she was able to justify having an abortion. Isn't that nice? Okay? But the bottom line is that the guy, somehow, and this is the same conversation, he was willing to overlook that. Now he tells me she's crazy and he's got to divorce her and he wants to do all these things to her. But for a good 10, 12 years, he was able to put up with it.
Jesus.
And I just really think that, you know, and again, I don't justify what goes on in other countries where men are, like, killing their wives or whatever. They're allowed to kill their wives. But, I mean, as a man, how much more humiliating can it be that your wife is a prostitute? I mean, is that a joke? And these guys are somehow rationalizing it. And like this woman I just mentioned, I just talked to her a few hours ago. She's going on and on about how her husband ruined her life, and he turned out to be crazy, and he had all kinds of drug problems and all this other kind of nonsense. And of course, she had no idea, little Miss Victim. And we have a society today that really promotes that, really does, where the woman presents herself that way. She goes to social services, she goes to get benefits from the government, and she goes, oh, poor me, look at me, stupid me, I had no idea, blah, blah, blah. And there are all these people tripping over themselves to rescue the poor little lamb. Okay? And it's nonsense, it's bullshit. And I said to this woman, she told me straight, she said, well, I didn't realize how crazy and what a drug addict he was, because I don't have experience with that in my life. Okay? I said to her, that's nonsense. Okay? I'm in the street. I start seeing a homeless guy talking to himself. I know what crazy looks like. Okay?
Right.
And you're telling me you were living with this guy, sharing a bedroom, sharing meals, and you didn't know he was doing crazy shit? Come on.
By the way, David, the caller from the Jerusalem suburbs who called in earlier, David did not... He told me that when he got married, the bloom was already off the rose. Already, the relationship was starting to decline.
Unbelievable.
But he went and got married anyway.
Tom, I talked to people who told me that the sex in the relationship was terrible, but they figured that after they got married, it would work itself out.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Is that the greatest thing of all? Yeah, getting married is going to fix all our problems.
I want to talk to all the people out there who are getting married, okay? Think about the sex on your wedding night. That's the best it's ever going to be.
Not necessarily very good, by the way.
No, I'm just saying best is a relative term. Best,
I remember the big red flag was if she won't have sex with you on your wedding night, right?
I had one who wouldn't.
Unbelievable. I'm so tired.
Oh, I'm so tired from the
wedding. Don't be so inconsiderate of me.
Planning of the wedding and everything. So, you know, we had this like $1,000 suite.
Unbelievable.
For our wedding night. It's like, you know, it's been such a long day. And you know what I look like, Nick. You've had sex with me before. And what's the big deal? We have sex tomorrow.
Oh, Tom.
Now, that's a red flag.
Oh, that's a big flag there.
53 weeks later, we were done.
Oh,
I didn't wait. You know what I'm saying? I did not wait.
I don't know, you stayed the whole year, Tom. That's a lot.
Well, you know, I was married by that time.
Yeah.
You know,
unfortunately.
Right. Right. Hey, by the way, before we go to the break here, talk to me about annulments.
Annulments?
Yes. Now, I ask about annulments because there are some people who are under the impression that an annulment is better than a divorce or preferable to a divorce. I say it doesn't really make that much difference to you. Does it?
No, not really. Generally, annulment is in the context of a religious desire. There are people who are, I believe, especially Catholics, that don't believe in divorce. But there's this other thing you can do, right, with if the marriage is no good, because I think, remember the mayor of New York, Giuliani,
right,
realized later that he had married his first cousin and had no idea. How do you like that? And seriously. And or people that aren't able to have sex on their wedding
night. Is that how he got that little tart as a kid? Is that how that happened?
I'm being serious with you, Tom.
You have to ask.
Basically, I
is
can
that
do
kid
it.
A tard? I don't know. It looks like a tard.
I don't know. I don't want to get into his personal whatever. I don't think he had kids with that particular woman.
Oh, I'm just checking because he has that kid. It looks like he's down with the down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I always feel bad for stuff like that, Tom.
I feel bad too.
The thing about annulment is generally because it's going to cost a little more. It's a little more extra work. I don't mind doing it, but usually that's because a person was married for a very short time, usually.
Right. Right.
And the marriage was screwed up in some way where they never had sex, they never really moved in with one another.
Right.
It wasn't really spiritually a marriage. And so particularly in the eyes of God or whatever, in the context of the church, they don't want to have a divorce. And so if that's your fancy, it can be done.
It can be done, but there is a civil version.
Oh, yeah.
Annulment.
Absolutely.
So what are the rules? Like, how long can you be married before you can't get annulment?
Nothing like that. It's exactly like a divorce.
So why even have an annulment if it's not any different?
The reason would be because, like I said, you don't want to say that you're divorced in the eyes of God in particular.
So you would have the same rights to alimony or custody?
No, you don't. It sort of cancels the whole marriage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So there is an advantage to having an
adult. Oh, you're leading me to it. I see. Now I got this.
No, I'm just trying to make sure.
I'm trying
to get it clear.
No, that's just true. Okay, I'm sorry. I was sort of talking about it in general, but you're right, Tom. Of course, as you always are, there is an advantage, legally speaking, in the context of that essentially the marriage never happened.
Right.
So
I'm thinking of all those brilliant geniuses out there who like go to Vegas and get drunk and wake up married in the morning. And you know you're out there, okay? I know you're out there. We've heard from some of you.
I have a lawyer that I actually contract with who fixes those.
Really?
For a flat price.
Is that so?
Yeah, if you do the dumb thing, you just get married over the weekend or whatever, he actually just has a practice. Give him the names and the addresses, and, you know, about a month later, I get the annulment.
I don't know if the story was true, and I tend to wonder because he's a comedian, but the comedian, before he came out, is gay, Kevin Meaney, who was a frequent guest at our show, until he was gay, and now he big times us. But back when he was straight.
Really?
Yes.
So what, he stopped talking to you once he was gay?
I don't know why. But the bottom line here is he had a whole routine.
Gay all along.
Oh, of course, that's probably true. But the thing is, he told this story about getting drunk and ended up getting married in Vegas, wakes up, finds himself married to this woman, who then he says, well, we have to do something about this. And she says, but I'm Catholic. I don't believe in divorce.
Oh, no.
So he could not get her to annul or divorce him.
Ugh.
By the way, that's another question. I know the answer because I've been divorced more times.
That's not going to work for you in California.
Right. That's the point I want to make to you is, let's say, by the way, I still meet people who say this.
Yeah.
Where they say, I want to get a divorce, but my husband won't give me one.
He won't sign.
He won't sign. Won't give me one. Is there any such thing as that anymore?
In the Jewish religion, the husband has to release the wife, and he has to give her what's called a get, okay? But that's not the civil thing. That's only in the religious context. If you live in Israel, that's the law. But in the United States, it's the civil law that counts. So the bottom line, I have people tell me all the time, he won't sign, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He can ignore the whole thing. And I've talked to women, and they've said to me, I'm not going to give my husband a divorce. I don't care what happens. As far as I'm concerned, we're still married. And there was a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, by the way, years ago, where a woman said, I'm not divorced. I don't accept it. I don't believe in it because I'm a Catholic, whatever. And the judge said, well, if you want to consider yourself married spiritually, you're free to do that. But legally, in the United States, you can kiss my ass, you're divorced. Gotta love it, man.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Do you have questions about divorce, vaginamony? That's what we call alimony here, vaginamony. That is payments.
But you're right, Tom. No vaginamony if you get annulled. You're right about that.
Right.
I forgot that.
Vaginamony is the payment you make for past use of a vagina.
But if you're annulled, then you were never married in the first place.
That's exactly right. Child support, child custody, prenups, postnups. How about restraining orders? All that fun
Love
stuff.
Love restraining orders.
Oh, all that fun stuff. That's what Adam deals with in his practice, and that's what you can ask him about here by calling us right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced blowmeuptom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at premiuminteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit premiuminteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution. And it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's premiuminteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with premiuminteractive.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than
two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff. Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
All right, I know you guys dread doing the flower thing as much as I do. But what if I told you there's a hassle-free way for you to get it done? And it involves a fellow P1. His name is Kevin Rogers, and he owns Aroma Flowers and Gifts, a trusted, high-quality florist in Covina. You know, Kevin's been a P1 listener from way back. It's CovinaFloristOnline.com. CovinaFloristOnline.com. It's as easy as browse, buy, and you're done. Aroma Flowers and Gifts has a huge variety of the freshest arrangements along with plants and other gift ideas that can be delivered to their large SoCal delivery area, and they'll even do wire service if you're outside of California. CovinaFloristOnline.com. Go there right now. CovinaFloristOnline.com. Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Where are you? Well, 901-3000 Tom puts you at the center of the action here. 901-3000 Tom. Come on, let's do it. You're in a bonus hour with attorney Adam Sachs, and your call is 901-3000. 866. Let's say hi here to Austin in Orange County. Austin? You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello, going great.
Hey, Austin.
So I heard you talking about annulments in Vegas, and I had to call in because that's my story. And I went ahead and did that and married a woman that I had known for less than 24 hours.
Oh, less than 20 minutes.
But this is from a lifetime Likas 101 student, so it can happen to anybody at any time.
But the bottom line is it's not that complicated. It's easy to get rid of it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, that's what ended up happening. You know, I lost touch with her, but then a few years later, she hit me up and told me that she was engaged again, and we needed to take care of the marriage, so we decided to go the annulment route just to go ahead and make sure that it never really happened, because we didn't really take care of any of our tax legalities or anything like that, and we didn't really live together, so it was
I'm always surprised.
I wanted to say, though...
I'm always surprised that guys like leave it hanging. The guys that are married for a couple of years and lose touch with the person, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm still married to her." Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah,
how can you do that?
It wasn't exactly how I planned it, but
I've gone on dates with women who told me they were still married.
Straight up.
What's that?
That was $700 straight up out of pocket, and we didn't have to show up in court or nothing. It was in and out, done. You know, got something in the mail a couple days later.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Just like that.
All right. Austin, thank you for that.
Good work.
901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Here's Frank. Frank is in Rancho Cucamonga on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Nice courthouse there.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Adam, thanks for taking my question.
Of course.
Tom set me free 14 years ago when I dumped that bitch.
All right.
And,
good work. DTV.
And I've been paying alimony ever since.
What?
It's worth every penny.
Whoa. Why are you paying alimony so long?
Well, it's a long-term marriage, and so it's vagina money for life.
No, listen, believe it or not, there are ways to get out of that, okay? There's changing circumstances. Unless she's handicapped or something, she has a responsibility to support herself. And after that many years, I could go in and at least get it reduced, if not eliminated. It's worth a try.
Okay, but well, here's my question now.
Sure.
I heard that she's engaged. So
there you go.
And I'm thinking, geez, who would marry that?
No, that's another story.
But anyway, so my question is she required to notify me that she's no longer entitled to the alimony?
No, not really. That order just goes on forever. But in all seriousness, especially after this many years, I mean, I don't know how much it is, but it's always worth challenging it.
It's only $1,000 a month.
Well, that's a lot of money, man. You get you mail me $1,000 a
month.
Yeah,
okay? Send it to me.
I'll take it. $12,000 a year for doing nothing sounds good. Listen,
yeah.
you shouldn't be so resigned about it. You know, they're starting to definitely have a different point of view with respect to lifetime alimony, that it's not fair, even in California. And if she's able-bodied, if she has any kind of skills, she has an obligation to work. And you can get her financial disclosures, and you probably don't know what she's doing now. She might have a job, she might be making big money, and you can make the argument, especially if she's getting married, or she's engaged or living with a man or whatever, that her financial circumstances have changed, and you want the judge to reconsider the alimony. I can win those all the time.
Wow. That's great.
And it costs you a lot less than $12,000, please.
Yeah, huh?
And that's only 1 year. I love Rancho Cucamonga, so let me know. I'll go with you.
Okay. Thanks, Adam.
All right, Frank. Thank you for that.
That was good.
Yeah. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. Jeff is in Dana Point, California. Jeff, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Adam. I married a Swedish girl. We did a K-1, and she came over, and we got married. And
all right.
We stayed together for about 6 months, and then she left. And
what?
And then I filed for divorce.
What? A Swedish girl dumped you like that? That's terrible.
Meanwhile, he signed the paperwork that he probably didn't read that said he's obligated to pay back all. All public welfare, food stamps.
Remember I showed you the new version of the form?
Yes, it used to be you were obligated to a maximum of $16,000 a year. Now it says no limit at all.
Yeah. So was there a big age difference between you guys?
No, not really. It's just that she was just so hot, you know. And I took her to Vegas, and we got married, and... And then after about about 4 months, she just changed, and I just got up.
Appeared to change.
She became who she really was.
Right.
Actually,
she appeared to change.
She was always the same person. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, she was so hot, you were able to overlook it.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
But so, what's the deal? She's still in the United States.
Well, we got a divorce, and she went out, and she's supposed to leave the United States, but
right.
She bought a brand new car and wrecked it.
Well, that's nice.
And let me guess, somehow your name was on the car, the paperwork.
No, the car is not mine. I mean, I had nothing to do with her. My problem is that she's got medical bills.
Oh, she hurt herself?
Yeah, she got in a car wreck.
And you have to pay.
Is that after your divorce? Hold on. Is that after the divorce? I'm missing the details here. Broadly,
yeah, the divorce was finalized in April, and she got into the wreck, critically injured,
or something
in May.
Okay. What Tom and I were talking about is something which people do need to know, and it does come up, is that if you sponsor an immigrant from another country, you can be responsible to pay back. The costs of that immigrant to the state and federal government. So if that person, whoever they are, leaves you, divorces you, whatever, and starts collecting welfare and food stamps and
student
loans.
Or they go to the emergency room at the county medical center.
Wait a minute. That's true.
Right.
If it was the county hospital, I'll give you that one. Broadly speaking.
I'm sure she did because she didn't have insurance.
Well, broadly speaking, when you get divorced, in particular when you file for the divorce.
From
and then
abroad.
When it's concluded from abroad. Abroad from abroad.
Yes.
But when you file for the divorce, that's the beginning of the separation of your financial problems together. You know, it's the end of your corporation. So technically, if she runs up a debt with a hospital, that's hers, you see? After the divorce is filed and then finalized. But what Tom points out is a very interesting question, which is that assuming it was a county hospital, and so the treatment that she got at that hospital could be considered some kind of a government benefit
right.
from the county of whatever, Los Angeles or another county, then it is possible theoretically that you could be on the hook for it because you filed that affidavit of support when you sponsored her. You see what I mean?
That's what I was thinking about because you guys were saying that.
All I would say now, to be honest with you, is keep your head down and hopefully you don't hear anything about it. That's
okay.
The bottom line. And if you ever get contacted, give me a call, and I'll fight the hell out of it.
Sure.
I mean, I think once you're separated, once she left you, that's the end of your financial responsibility for her, at least in the larger sense. Obviously, there's that thing about her collecting welfare and you maybe having to reimburse it. But she's obviously a real
screw-up. Right, because her immigration attorney keeps calling me up and wants me to give him paperwork, and I don't want to give him a thing.
You have him, you tell him your attorney's Adam Sachs and have him call me, okay?
Okay.
And I'll take care of him. He won't call you anymore.
She won't call me anymore.
Well, he won't call you, so the immigration attorney.
The immigration attorney is a woman.
It's a woman.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But the Swedish girl isn't calling you anymore, right?
No, the Swedish. Well, she called me up and she wanted all of our paperwork, showing if we had any anything together, and I never got anything in our name.
What's very mysterious about it, generally speaking, is that they're pretty smart about this. Is that you get this conditional green card, and then you have to meet again in 2 years with immigration and get the condition taken off, and it becomes permanent. It's very odd.
What happened was we got the conditional green card.
Yeah, but it's very odd. I understand that, but it's very odd that she only stayed with you for about half a year, 4 months or whatever it was, because that's really stupid of her, because she then will have the condition of her green card expire. She's not married to you anymore, and then she'll be subject to deportation.
Which is what happened.
Yeah, but usually the girls are smarter than that.
But she hasn't left the country,
sometimes
you say.
Yeah, but she has to.
Yeah, but he said she's been deported, but she hasn't left.
Yeah, but her immigration lawyer is apparently calling him for some reason.
Right.
They're trying to find out if we had any ties together.
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of women do, which works for them very effectively, is they make a false claim of abuse. Because then under the Violence Against Women's Act, they can still get the green card even without being married for 2 years. Because they say they had to leave the marriage. It sounds like
that's what she was saying.
What do you mean?
She said that I was abusing her.
Oh, you just forgot to tell me that? That's
a big detail.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You said she changed in 4 months and then that was the end. You didn't tell me that
she said she left me because she said I was abusing her.
Oh, my God. Does she got a restraining order against you?
No, I had nothing. She just got up and left. And we had counseling together and
That stuff. What abuse? You mean physical abuse? Come on.
Mental abuse.
Okay.
She said I screamed at her.
All right. Well, I don't know if you did, but the bottom line is what her immigration lawyer obviously is working on is to show that she was abused by you, so she still gets the green card even without you still being married to her for 2 years. And then you're on the hook for her legally and all the other stuff that she does in terms of state benefits, which could include, like Tom said, a county hospital. So do me a favor. Call my office, 800-340-7320, and I'll help you out, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're in some murky waters here.
I know. It's kind of interesting.
That's not the kind of interesting you want. You want interesting to be something entertaining.
Yeah.
That's not going to end up with you paying money or being obligated to do anything.
I don't know, Tom. I heard nothing but good stories about Swedish girls. I don't know what happened to this guy.
Well, the trick is you want to rent them. You don't want to own them.
Well, that's beside the point in general.
Good luck, Jeff. Thank you for the call. 901-3000 Tom, that is our telephone number. We are here in a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Here's Carlos in Las Vegas. Carlos, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest, attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing, Carlos?
Hey, Carlos. Great. How you doing?
I got a nightmare I'm going through. I was married for 10 years, or 11 years actually, and I've been separated for 2 years now, going through my divorce. When I left, I took my three boys with me. I've had them the whole time. I had one attorney at first, and I ended up getting rid of his ass. When I had my kids, I got put on child support. I had my kids, 24/7, and she went back to California. I'm Las Vegas' boys. And I got put on child support, and he said that's normal.
So even though you had the kids, you were paying her child support.
Yeah, I didn't pay. They wanted me to. I didn't pay. I went against court orders.
You can't just ignore court orders, man. They'll start enforcing them against you. That's not a good idea. But that shouldn't have happened. Your attorney should have fought that. Maybe.
Yeah, he did.
I'll tell you why. Maybe you said you were in Nevada. Maybe you had a Nevada attorney, and he didn't know how to take care of the California thing that she filed.
Well, we were married in California, and then we lived in Nevada the past 9 years.
No, I understand, but you said the child support case was filed in California.
No, it was filed here. When I went to, we went to court. I filed for divorce here. I went to court here, and when it went to the first trial date, I guess, whatever you call it, with my attorney and everything, the judge put me on child support.
Crazy.
And I tried arguing with the judge, and she said, no, you have a job, but she doesn't. You got to pay child support. Well, I got the children. my attorney told me to shut up and sit down because I was about to get in trouble. So I was getting loud.
Yeah.
I got irate. So I did that. I shut the hell up, sit down. He told me to fix it, and he never fixed it. I ended up getting rid of his ass. I got another attorney, and he wanted me to date. I guess my ex-attorney filed, put in a decree. And I didn't agree with it because it was ridiculous. They wanted me to fix her papers for her because she's illegal. They wanted me to fix her paperwork for her. They wanted me to stay married for 6 more years.
What?
Keep her on my medical insurance.
What?
Give her 50% custody and continue to pay child support. And I don't want
to
sign that.
So they obligated you to fix her immigration paperwork? That's crazy.
Well, that's what the decree said. That's what they wanted. And I told my attorney no, and he said it was a good deal. Take it. Because the judge had me on the child support and the alimony.
Well, that's crazy. I don't know. Listen, you really can't be with a woman that doesn't work. You know, that's a big problem too.
Yeah. Well, she used to work, and she got an accident, and she injured her back, so she stopped working the past 3 years on her marriage.
I know, but in the context, for example, of a back injury or something like an injury like that, when a woman or a man, but generally it's the woman, gets debilitated, the courts will say that you have to support her because she's your responsibility. And part of what they're thinking is that if they don't stick you with the bill, she's going to end up becoming some kind of ward of the state. And the state of Nevada or the federal government or whoever is going to be paying her disability insurance and all this sort of thing. So they'd rather stick it to you as her ex-husband. You know, but broadly speaking, I mean, not all lawyers obviously are as good as I am. What can you do? But if your lawyer is giving you a bad deal, then you don't sign it. You know, he's not a good lawyer. Get rid of him. Get someone who knows what they're doing. Having to keep her on your insurance for 6 years and paying her alimony and child support and fixing her immigration and covering her expenses because of her injury, I mean, that's a shit deal. Let's face it, okay? So I understand you being frustrated with it, and your lawyer's telling you, take it. I don't think he's giving you very good advice.
Well, I fired that guy. I'm on my third attorney. Yeah.
Okay.
I got the judge to finally reverse the child support. She, as of November, she owes me child support now.
Oh, you did that, or the attorney did that? I'm just curious.
Sounds like he finally did.
I did.
You
did. Got up in
these
the
lawyers
the
weren't
court,
doing him any good.
Yeah, my attorney's pulling me by my sleeve, telling me to sit down, whispering to me, and you know I'm kind of slapping his arm away. You know, I looked ridiculous in court, but I was speaking. I was like, I got emotional, and I was raising my voice, and I told him, look, you know, take me to jail now because I can't pay that child support. I got the kids. You want to throw my kids in foster care? You want to send them with her? She doesn't want them. Do whatever, but I can't afford it. I just don't have it.
I know, but screaming and yelling in court is usually not very well advised.
It's not, but you know, it got results. But the problem dealing with, she's illegal. She's popped positive 3 times on drug tests. She obviously doesn't want the kids. And now I got the third attorney who they recently filed another decree, which was the same old one, again. And I told my new attorney, look, this is the same one they filed before. It's stupid. I'm not accepting it. You know, don't even entertain this. And he said, well, maybe we could try it. Let's make a few changes to it and see what we can work. And all I want to do is get this fucking divorce, you know. And I don't even care if you pay me child support anymore. Just give me the fucking divorce so I can get separated and go my way. Everybody's telling me, fire this attorney and go at it on my own.
Let me ask you a big question here, okay, seriously. When you hear about guys talking about getting married, what would you say to them?
I tell them, hell no. I tell guys I work now. I mean, I work in prison, I'm a correctional officer, and I see all the younger kids that are talking about getting married. They got girlfriends. And I tell them my nightmare story.
You tell them, you out of your freaking mind. Look at the shit that has to go on. Look what I'm going through, what I have to deal with. This endless story. 10 years later, this woman is still torturing me.
Exactly.
You just can't give that much power to an irrational creature to have over your life like that. And I've seen it where 15, 20 years later, the woman is still sticking knives in, still angry. And they call me because I represent women, you know, and they'll tell me that they're absolutely sure that every single thing that's wrong in their life is because of their husband. Okay? And how can you possibly hitch yourself to something like that that is never going to stop torturing you? And after all this time and all this nonsense, your ex still is doing it to you.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. I don't recommend it to him.
Do you think I should just go on my own?
No, I never recommend that. It sounds like you've been through the ringer. I hope this third guy is finally getting his act together. I don't know where you're finding these guys.
Oh, my. Thank you, Carlos.
Jesus, Tom.
What is that?
Does that speak very well of getting married? Jesus.
Now, obviously, the way to prevent...
all of it.
Is to hire a better attorney in the beginning.
Man. Not to get married in the first place.
No, well, not to get married in the first place, whole other deal. But right, when a guy says, I've fired three attorneys, what should he have done differently, practically speaking?
I mean, you know, it's very hard to know. I definitely have seen a lot of people that thought they had good confidence in their lawyer, and they walk into court and the guy starts stuttering, or the guy, you know, isn't prepared, or he like seems like he's asleep or whatever. He's describing something that's especially disturbing, where he's got a paperwork written up, and obviously the attorney worked hard on it, whatever it is, and the client doesn't want to sign it, and the attorney's pushing him to do it. That's terrible. That's a red flag. I work with my people that I'm, you know, my clients, and I care about them, and I work hard, and I show them something, and I say, I think this is a good deal, but if they don't want to sign it, Tom, I'll tear it right up. The hell with it. There's no way I'm pushing someone to do something they don't want to do. And I think when you're in court and your attorney's telling you, you better fucking take it, you better fucking take it, take the deal, you know, especially in criminal cases, by the way, but in family law also, I mean, you got to be out of your mind. You're going to sign that, you're going to walk out 5 minutes later, and you're going to say, what did I just do?
Yeah.
I would fire the attorney on the spot. I'd say, that's it, Your Honor, I don't want to finish this hearing, I need a new lawyer, this guy's crazy. Start again. Seriously.
We'll take a break here. We'll come back with our final segment here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Your last chance to call in, get some free legal advice here at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Peed on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
Oh boy, here we go. Now we'd like to welcome our newest P1 advertiser. Are you ready for this, boys? It's NightAngelStrippers.com. That's right, NightAngelStrippers.com. The premium nationwide high-class stripper service available for any occasion imaginable. Bachelor parties, birthday parties, poker parties, frat parties. Is your boy heading overseas? How about just a guy's night out? NightAngelStrippers.com has been around since 2002, and with 11 years' experience, you know you can trust them to hook you up right. What better way to remind your buddy of what he's going to be missing than serving up a bunch of hot broads right before he ties the knot? Go to NightAngelStrippers.com or call this number, 877-75-STRIP. Mention that you heard about them here on the Tom Likas Show and get $50 off their special fantasy show. Call 877-75-STRIP or visit NightAngelStrippers.com. Oh, yeah, the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000 Tom. Now, our caller, Michael, in Seattle, has a very interesting question here. that is even bigger than he knows. But let's have him, let him ask his question, and then we can broaden it out a little bit. Michael, go ahead and say hi to Adam Sachs.
Adam, how you doing, sir? Tom, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question here. I'm in Seattle, and I'm considering divorce, but I need to know my options. We both have 401ks here, and I'm trying to figure out how the 401ks get divided here in Washington State.
Okay.
401ks, how are they divided?
Well, generally speaking, there's a thing called a quadro, which is a breakup of a 401k. As you know, Tom, I'm licensed in Washington State, and it's very similar to the California principles. What ends up happening, unfortunately, is that usually they're very different between the man and the woman. Theoretically, if both worked and had similar jobs, then they both have a similar amount accumulated in their 401ks, and they can each keep their own. But what ends up happening is that, generally speaking, let's face it, the guy's got this big 401k because he's scrimped and sacrificed, and the woman's been buying purses and shoes and belts and all that other
crap. Exactly right.
And has a very small 401k. Is that something like what's going on with you, Mike?
Yeah, we're kind of 50-50. We're both professionals.
Okay, well, that's great.
We've done very, very well.
Well, listen, if it's equal, then you're really in luck. And by the way, I always criticize guys that get involved with women that don't work or women that they support. It's a terrible mistake, and this is one of the reasons. You, on the other hand, have done it smart. If you're with a professional woman that's earned a similar salary and you have similar 401ks, it may be possible for you to just keep yours and for her to just keep hers. If they're roughly similar, that's probably fair, and that's something that she'll be willing to go along with. What ends up happening, which is really distressing for a lot of guys, and I've seen this where the guy's been breaking his ass his whole life. He's got $800,000 or $900,000 or $1 million in a 401k, and wifey poo wants half. And that's like the most depressing thing of all. You're essentially throwing away your future. You're mortgaging away your future for your retirement that you worked so hard for and handing it over to somebody who you were married to for a couple of years, you know?
Well, let me ask you. So if I haven't seen her statement probably in about a year or so. My guess is I don't know if she's more than I am or I am more than her. It depends on what, you know, what your investments are and whatnot.
I just meant like roughly similar.
You just split it right down the middle?
Well, if it's roughly similar, it's probably not worth the trouble. There are actually attorneys that specialize in doing these divisions and so forth, and they're very, very uniquely done. And this is something that you may be able to work out with her separately. I don't know how you guys are doing it. You both have attorneys or whatever. But, you know, you might be able to say to her, look, how about you keep yours and I keep mine? And maybe she's willing to just do that.
But if mine is more, I guarantee you she's not going to say that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's a few thousand more or if it's double, you know, it's a big difference.
Well, I think it's probably no more than 50,000 different, probably.
All right. Well, then generally speaking, it might be something where you can give her some kind of an equalization rather than go through the whole process of breaking it with a quadro. You might be able to work out, you know, writing her a check for $20,000 or something and letting it go with that. You know, don't forget, part of what you're doing in the breaking up of a marriage is like breaking up a partnership, and it's, you know, got a process of negotiation. And so your attorney and her attorney, or you and her or whatever, can sit down and say, look, you know, I don't want to go through this. How about I write you a check, or how about you take the car and leave my 401k alone? And sometimes you can work it out that way.
All right, Michael, good luck. Adam, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get in touch?
I answered my own phone, Tom.
That's the word on the street.
You know, some guy called me today and he said, it doesn't sound like you. You sound different on the radio.
I just wanted to see if it was you.
Anyway, so you can always call me. My toll-free is 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. And obviously, adamlawyer.com is my website. Take a look at my website there.
There you go. And you can hear Adam Sachs on the program every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time if you want to call him live, or 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the
Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yes.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount through a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Some sports news. Kobe Bryant says no hard feelings towards Dwight Howard. Says he simply unfollowed him on Twitter because he doesn't follow opponents. I don't think that's probably true, but
I mean that was kind of like very Facebooky, or I mean very Twitter-esque.
Twittery to do.
Yeah,
I wish D12 the best. Honestly, I just find it hard to follow players that want to kick my team's ass. That's what he says.
That's cool. Yeah. The quick unfollow was a little weird.
Right. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, hundreds of one-time fans lining up at Patriots Place to exchange their Aaron Hernandez jerseys for a different one.
You know what? They're crazy. They should hold on to them and sell them on eBay because they're going for big dollars.
Right.
Wait till the Chinese get a hold of this, and we're going to see a flood of these imitation and knockoff jerseys hit the market. But right now, while the iron's hot, baby.
They're going good, right?
Up to $500 to $1,000,
yeah,
man.
You're stupid for
You are an idiot if you take that. By the way, dumb. Listen,
yeah.
Trade in your Dwight Howard jersey. No doubt about it. Get rid of that. Nobody cares about that. Get the Dwight Howard Laker jersey, burn it up. Whatever you want to do.
Right.
Aaron Hernandez jersey is going to be like an OJ jersey, man. Hang the fuck on to it. Thank you.
Right.
I said. Send him here to New Normal Network.
I see that Matt Barkley got married. High school sweetheart,
yeah.
Brittany Langdon.
Right.
Is she hot?
Definitely. Yeah. She's like one of them Orange County girls, no doubt. She's excelente. Mm. But it's funny that the Eagles drafted him, and you know he goes from this incredible life of sun and fun to where I'm from, Philadelphia, which is the home of ridiculous misery.
It's ridiculous.
Cold,
you're surrounded
hate,
by it.
Hate.
Delicious
hate,
food.
More hate.
Yeah.
And Yingling.
Yeah. No, it's the worst.
You can't drink enough Yingling to make Philadelphia tolerable. You cannot.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I saw some story about Philly the other day that was great. It just said it all. I mean, the headline was perfect, but I fucking forget what it is.
Philadelphia is what was the title of the article.
It's just it's the greatest town for sports ever.
Ever. It's by the way, the throwing snowballs and booing Santa Claus is 100% real. That is not a fabricated story that has taken on a life of its own. It's a real story. It really happened. Philadelphians are the greatest assholes ever.
Oh, you know what it was? It was I saw an HBO piece on Jackie Robinson. Apparently, that was the worst place to go for Jackie Robinson was Philly.
Yep.
I mean, that was in 1947, dude.
By the way.
It's not like this is brand new.
It doesn't matter. Jackie Robinson could have showed up in 1987
right.
The people in Philadelphia the same way.
They'd still be yelling the same thing.
Oh, actually, I take that back. In 2013, Philadelphia fans, if you listen quietly, they're saying the exact same hateful fucking things.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, home of the worst.
Deep-seated, man.
The worst sports fans and the worst human beings.
Yeah.
I could say it. I'm from there. Trust me. The worst human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
Hands down. Not even close.
I know. This is fucked up. But guess who's spotted running with the bulls in Pamplona?
let's see. Running with the bulls.
Because this is no joke. Like, running with the bulls is...
some people get gored, and some people could die.
Right. Especially fat NFL coaches like Rex Ryan.
Oh, no, that's who was on the run?
Yes.
Good old Rex.
It's unbelievable.
What's he thinking, man?
Right?
Seriously.
What do you think that guy makes a year? And he's running with the Bulls.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to lose.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
That's crazy. Celebrity news, Randy Travis remains in critical condition. He's got some kind of heart ailment, cardiomyopathy shit or whatever.
Something you had to study a long
caused
time.
Caused by a virus, by the way. I guess it's got nothing to do with, because he's one of the best drunks of all time. Always,
he had
always found naked with a gun or something.
Yeah, some of the best.
In church parking lots.
Yeah.
Wasn't he actually in a cornfield?
The cornfield, church parking lot, everything. But it looks like our friend had been outfitted with the world's smallest pacemaker or something. So Randy Travis is getting the help he needs, and that's going to be an issue.
Yeah. And that Charles Saatchi says he's leaving celebrity chef wife Nigella Lawson after that choking incident.
Oh, he was playing around.
He's
right?
He's claiming that he's pissed off at her for not coming forward and making a statement. He says that she was told just to shut the fuck up by her lawyers and stuff.
Yep, and she just sat there.
Yeah,
and
she went quiet.
He said I was playing, and she never backed him up. And that was an issue. And by the way, I'm a big fan of Charles Sriracha sauce.
Right.
Some of the greatest hot sauce ever made.
Yeah, it's got a cock on it.
It does. All you have to do is put a little Sriracha sauce on there, and everything is good. Add it to Coke. It's delicious.
Yeah. And that Kevin Jonas is, man, he's a pretty fucking lucky guy. He actually found a chick just like a dumb Jersey girl, but hot.
I guess, in an Italian way, a big schnoz and stuff. It's unbelievable.
But she does have a great body.
No doubt, but he knocked her up already. Well, they're married, and the reason why this story is important is because here's the situation. Here's a guy who literally had little girls that are now all grown up. He could have his choice of so many of them. He ran out and got married, and now he locked it down, and now they have a child.
With the child and the fucking reality show, which is that's the dumbest part of the whole thing.
Right, and he's been married for just... I don't know, like 3 years or something. I think it's a mistake, but he's pressing on. I think there's a tinge of Christianity in there.
Well, look, if Kendall Jenner made you feel, pervy, we got a pick alert for you. Kylie Jenner, now 15 years old, posting pictures of herself in a bikini on Twitter.
Let me see. I'll tell you if it's right.
Mommy's really on this thing, obviously, because she's 15, dude.
Oh,
This is Tickler file only.
Oh, my God. The police are knocking at the door. They're going to arrest my eyes.
Done. Where's Adam Sachs?
Oh, my God, dude. This is actually crazy that this girl's 15.
Yeah.
If she lied to me, I'd be dumb enough to say, okay.
You don't think it's crazy that mommy's letting her post these things?
Here's the situation. In my opinion, I think mommy is very excited to have another moneymaker in queue.
Yep.
So everything's all good over there.
Line them up. These stories and more like them at newsforguys.com. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Isdino.
Come on.
Check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
You've heard me talk about the Black Box. You've seen the photos I've posted on Twitter and Facebook of the black box I have out by my pool every weekend up at the ranch. You've seen that, right? It's like goddamn Woodstock up there on weekends. So imagine a black box out by your pool or in your backyard for summer parties, barbecues, just chilling. Take it into your garage while you work or inside while you're hanging in the man cave. Wherever the black box rocks, it's a compact, single box audio system that connects easily to anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. Try this. Hook it up to your TV. The Black Box will blow you away. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for decades working with the best, along with co-owner Devin Bronson, who's been a P1 since he was 13 years old. These are great guys with a great product. I love it, and I use it. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. And right now, if you enter promo code TOM, you'll get $50 off your order and free shipping. Just enter promo code TOM, the BN Audio Black Box, at bnaudio.com. Crank it!